Premier asks PM for booster shots before Christmas. Australia approaching travel arrangement with Singapore. And less than half of Australia's supply of Moderna has been used. Good afternoon. It's Friday, October 22. I'm Amelia Maguire and this is your news with The Age. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he hopes to have as few rules as possible by Christmas as the state works to get booster shots available to the vulnerable this year. The Premier said he has written to Prime Minister Scott Morrison to ask if booster shots in aged care could be brought forward and completed as fast as possible. Mr. Andrews declared the MCG will be as full as it can safely be for the Boxing Day test during this year's Ashes, but didn't commit to allowing 100,000 cricket fans into the stadium. The Prime Minister says Australia is in the final stages of concluding an arrangement with the Singapore government regarding travel. Mr. Morrison flagged the borders between the two countries may reopen within the next week. He went on to say it's very possible the country may welcome international tourists before the end of 2021. Overseas-based parents of Australian citizens and permanent residents are now able to apply for exemptions to visit Australia from November 1st. The decision to include parents in the travel exemptions came after more than a year of community campaigning, including a petition to Parliament signed by more than 70,000 people. Fewer than half of the Moderna doses sent to pharmacies around the country have been used, with tens of thousands of doses redirected to state clinics for use before they expire. Pharmacists gave out around 30,000 doses of Moderna and AstraZeneca on Wednesday, averaging just 7.2 doses per day over the seven-day period. As of October, 428,000 doses of Moderna had been administered across the country. Australia passed the 70% double vaccinated mark on Wednesday, but Health Minister Greg Hunt said people need to continue coming forward. More freedoms are expected when 80% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated. And in other news, the Queen has spent a night in hospital for preliminary investigations after cancelling a trip to Northern Ireland. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon is in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the committee investigating the violent January 6 insurrection. And a cinematographer has been fatally shot after Alec Baldwin discharged a prop firearm on the filming set of Rust. For more on these stories and all the most important news of the day, visit our websites or buy our papers. I'm Amelia Maguire. Have a great day.